Halloween is this weekend, and that means pumpkins are everywhere. The ubiquitous orange jack-o'-lantern may be great for carving, but it's not always good eating. When it comes to pies or soups, some of the stranger, wartier varieties of pumpkins really shine. Erica Wides, the host of the Heritage Radio show Let's Get Real with Chef Smarty Pants, is here to tell us about which unusual and delicious pumpkins to look for at the farmer's market for this week's Last Chance Foods. Hi, Erica. Welcome back.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for having me back.
So what pumpkin variety do you look for in terms of cooking?
Well, yeah, you definitely don't want those jack-o'-lantern type pumpkins. They have no flavor. They're watery. They're stringy. You want to look for the ones like a cheese pumpkin or something called a kabocha or the one that's called like a lumina, the white ghost pumpkin, the things like that. The ones that, you know, are specifically not meant for carving because they have much denser, sweeter flesh.
Horticulturalist Jessica Walliser explains why pumpkins like the pink, wart-covered Galou design look that way.
These peanut-looking warts on the outside are called corking, and what happens is the sugar content gets so high in this fruit that it actually fractures the skin, and then they develop these warts. So that tells you a little bit about what the flavor is going to be like because of this high sugar content.
So ugly on the outside, but super sweet on the inside.
Like people. Well, some people.
Some people. So how do you deal with those warts, though, Erica, if the payoff is the really sweet pumpkin flesh? Mm-hmm.
Well, the great thing about cooking with pumpkin is that you don't have to peel it when it's raw because you can just roast them whole or just whack them up into wedges and roast them or simmer them. And then the flesh comes right off the skin. But with the wartier ones, you may have trouble actually scraping. So you could put it through a food mill. Remember those old-fashioned hand-cranked food mills like for making purees? That will trap all the skin.
For those who want to pick a pumpkin out of their own backyard next year, Jessica Walliser recommends this smaller variety.
One of the ones that's particularly good for urban dwellers is a variety called Black Futsu. And it's good because the vine is more compact than a lot of other varieties. Kind of a flattened, round fruit with really heavy ribs. It's very dark green, almost black skin, and a really golden, nutty flavor to the flesh inside.
When I was a little kid, my dad grew pumpkins, and it was always cool to see them getting orange underneath the green leaves. Did you have that experience growing up on Long Island?
Yes, we gardened, and I every year would plant pumpkins. And I always found it was kind of a real disappointment because every year I would get like one pumpkin from the whole thing, and it would never get orange enough. And, you know, it never looked like the ones that I could go and buy at the farm, but it was still really exciting.
Are there any pumpkins that serve dual purposes? They're good for carving and they're good for eating.
Cheese pumpkins, I think, look really great carved. And the one that I mentioned before, the Lumina, which is pure white on the outside, but inside it's really, really yellow. So you could do really interesting carving effects with that where you just take away some of the skin, but you don't carve all the way through.
So tell me about the seeds. I've never had good luck roasting seeds because of the difficulty of separating it from the pulp.
From the goop, yeah. If you just kind of scoop them out with all the gut stuff, you know, and put them in a strainer and give them a good rinse, you can get most of it off. But I actually like to roast them with some of that stuff stuck to it because that fleshy stuff gets kind of dry and chewy in the oven, and it's kind of good. It's sort of like pumpkin leather. But, you know, all pumpkin and squash seeds are edible. They're all in that same family. It's just summer. Not so good. And, you know, that classic jack-o'-lantern pumpkin, which is beautiful for carving, doesn't have great seeds.
Now I understand.
It has that thick white hull to it.
Yeah.
Those are the ones that get shelled and then sold as pepitas, the little green ones, which is the inside. That's the good part.
Oh, yeah. Explain, because it was so dissatisfying to be chewing like a cow.
Yeah, it's like trying to eat like a walnut with the shell on it.
Right.
You know, nobody expects us to do that, but you expected to eat these pumpkin seeds with this thick skin on them.
Erica Wides is known as Chef Smarty Pants and hosts the radio show Let's Get Real with Chef Smarty Pants. Thanks for coming in,
sure,
Erica.
Thanks for having me. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you. To get Erica's recipe for Vietnamese braised pumpkin, which is good with Blue Hubbard or kabocha pumpkins, or just to learn more about pumpkins, go to the culture page, WNYC.org.